This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More hostages were let go by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Sunday in exchange for the release of more Palestinians in Israeli prisons, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
On Sunday, another group was freed. 17 hostages, including a four-year-old American girl. 19 Palestinians were released in return. The temporary truce between Hamas and Israeli forces is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza as well. But there's also another effect. It's allowing some Gazans a moment of reflection in the ruins of what was once their home. Negotiators from Qatar and Egypt and the United States government are pushing for the ceasefire to extend beyond its Monday deadline.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. A four-year-old American girl held by Hamas in Gaza was released on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said. Biden said he hoped the pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas can go on as long as prisoners are getting released. He said he hoped more Americans would be released by Hamas, although he did not have firm news. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said most of the leaders of an attack on a military barracks in the capital Freetown earlier on Sunday had been arrested.
Security operations and investigations are ongoing. We ensure that those responsible are held accountable through due process.
Earlier, the government said security forces had repelled quote-unquote renegade soldiers who attempted to break into a military armory in Freetown.